Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, June 1st, 2006. Today's message is titled, Painful Toil. The scripture text is from Genesis chapter 3 today. To Adam, he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat of it all the days of your life.
It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return."
Yesterday I stopped by a beautiful Amish farm with a lush vegetable garden. The rows of plants were up on raised beds with a grassy area for walk between rows. It was clearly a well-tended, well-watered garden. I could sense the abundant harvest coming up through the fertile soil. But I also thought about what the toil involved. It didn't just happen. They had to fight the thorns and thistles, persistent weeds, plant diseases, and the varied insects that destroy. It's an ongoing battle requiring attention, time, and diligent work. Though she wasn't present at the time, the toil behind this beautiful garden was a hard-working Amish lady with sweat on her brow and lots of dirt on her apron and under her nails. Most of us don't work with the soil. We may have a small vegetable or flower plot. That's enough to understand the effect of the curse mentioned in the daily verse. However, I'm pondering the phrase painful toil in a broader sense. Regardless of what our work consists of, it seems there is always an aspect of painful toil. I take this internet ministry very seriously and also find it very rewarding in regard to personal fulfillment in helping others in their faith walk. My main interest is the preparation of the messages, which is usually a joy, but honestly can at times be a toil. Any preacher or teacher who has prepared messages knows what I mean. Brooksie and I also find it a blessing in the various ways we interface with readers and podcast listeners, mostly through email, although we do have opportunity to meet some face-to-face. This past week, I've had very severe administration problems with the website, and as of today, it's down again. I'll explain this more fully at the bottom. I expect to move the entire site to another web host, and hopefully it will be back up sometime today. This has been a very painful toil, and the next steps are hard as well. I will have the painful toil of my 250-pound frame hunched over a computer figuring this all out. After all, I am a preacher, not an IT guy. Consider your work today. For some of you, it's going very well, and you might not even use the word toil in describing it, let alone painful toil. But for most, the toil is rather ongoing, and you know painful toil as well. This painful toil may not be in the sense of an aching back, but an obnoxious boss, well, I sure know about that one, or fellow workers who are a real pain. It may be a project that is very difficult and everything just seems to be going wrong. I want to encourage you today, and to do so I must look ahead. Quite honestly, I expect toil. Very painful and perplexing at times for my remaining time on earth. I ask the Lord to give me wisdom, persistence, and an overcoming spirit as I deal with these issues. But I also look for a promise yet future. It's in Revelation 14, verse 13. It states, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them." Brooksine is now going to share a prayer.
Jesus, my load becomes lighter as I consider that the ongoing toil and labor of this life is only for a season. The daily struggle of meeting deadlines, putting out fires, pleasing customers and bosses can overwhelm, tire, and be very frustrating. Though I've asked for your divine intervention many times, some of these recurring irritants will not go away in my life's work. May the sufficient grace of your Holy Spirit grant me an enduring and victorious attitude, even in the midst of these undesirable circumstances. Remind me again that your blessings far outnumber the troubles of this day, and the divine rest is promised to those who are faithful to the end. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
And I agree with Brooksine's prayer. Say amen. And our heart really is with those reading this today that are painfully toiling in some aspect in their work. We want to encourage you, and Brooksine suggests a song as a reinforcement of the message. And actually, on this podcast, I'm not sure where to point you. It's actually a song that I have a link to, and that just occurred to me. I had to rebuild the entire way I did things today because I can't link from a website. But it's a song he leadeth me, and we did find an audio file. If you got this through the email, that link will work, but I don't have any way to get it to podcast listeners apart from just telling you about it. Well, Brooksine makes another note regarding our need for rain and a reflection on the post today. Briefly, my technical website issue has to do with my web hosting situation. I've used the same web host. These are the people that you have the your website on since 1999, and starting last Friday, I just had problem after problem. Today, I'll be moving to a new web hosting company. I'm very thankful for the very same supporter named Brad, and I don't think necessarily know what he'd like his entire name used, but happens to be from Canada. I never met him, and he, about a year ago, began to have an interest in helping me out and supporting in various ways, and he set me up with another web host, and I've already got an email from him, and today, pardon me, I'll be working on that a good part of the day to see that the site is up there. And I want to thank you, Brad, because you are the one that set up this podcast, by the way. For other listeners, he knows that. I'm rambling right now, and I don't want to do that on the podcast. I'm painfully toiling, and that might be reflected in even my scattered mind right now. I was up till late last night dealing with this and up early this morning, and just a few minutes ago got an email from Brad with the information on the new web hosting server that I'll be placing material on. This doesn't necessarily affect the podcast. That's an entirely different server, as well as the email list I use, but they're both related to the website because it's the website that has the pictures and supplemental materials and links that I often point people to. Well, have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and stay encouraged.